When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants and you're with Chanel and Tamara for a new year, 2024.
Welcome to 2024.
Woo, party.
Everyone says this is the year. It'll solve everything.
They say that every year. It's just going to get damn well worse.
Yes. 2023 was the hard year and the learning and going through everything. And now we're going to reap the rewards of what we've sowed. I'm not being pessimistic or negative, but I really hope this is a good year for everybody.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
We're wishing you nothing but the best. I just want adventures. I want something to be spicy.
Yes.
Spicy, like that Thai curry I had last night that I threw up from. I don't want the same result, clearly. I want to keep that stuff down, you know, but yes. Yeah.
Well, I've started on a good note because I rolled in here, walked.
Oh, my God. The best thing I've ever seen.
I've recorded it in the moment. I quickly grabbed my phone because you would not believe it if we just set it on here. So we'll chuck it up on social media.
Yes.
I put two different shoes on.
My God, hilarious. So
one Havaianna, one Birkenstock. I own both.
Trendy on two accounts. She rocked up. No one noticed. And she was sitting there talking for ages.
I walked past your kids. I walked past you, your husband. Nothing. No one knew.
You can go to the shops like that. No one will notice.
I need to because I need to go to the shops after here.
You have to. I don't think. How do you not notice? How did you not notice? Because one of them, the Birkenstock, is clearly a little bit higher than the thong.
And the thong, as we say in South Australia, the thong.
And the flip-flop.
The flip-flop is spongy. So, I don't know. I've started 2024 on a really good note.
It's because the irony
only way is up, okay?
The irony is because we're in this crazy period of brain fog. That's frog? I said brain frog.
There you go.
Brain fog. I don't know what's happening to my brain. It's left the building. And whether it's induced by stress, hormones, Christmas craziness, I don't know, drinking.
Everything.
Is it everything?
It cannot be just one thing. It's got to be all these crappy things all in the cauldron of fucking
coalesced to fuck us up, haven't they? That's what we're going to talk about. All those fuckery of the new year.
Yes.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
The beautiful nightmare.
I started the new year pretty average a week ago. I did a big pile of washing.
Oh, my gosh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Love washing?
Love washing. I did all my darks and some jeans and things like that. There was the family's things rolling around in there. But what we do as women of this age bracket, we constantly multitask. We're doing things. We're changing the toilet roll holder. Then we're going to do something else and we're emptying the car. We're grabbing a drink bottle, we're blah, 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 blah.
Hence why you've got two shoes on, two different shoes.
Hence why I've got two different shoes on, and I can't even explain how that happened. I don't know how it happened or whatever.
No.
It's just I rocked up and still didn't know.
No, we don't know how it happened.
No. So I have obviously gone into the toilet, noticed that my children have used the last bit of the roll and not told me, so that's fine. That's normally
what happens. Or changed it themselves.
Yes. The toilet rolls are a bit higher, but they could have said, Mum.
Oh, to get them. Yeah.
So what I've done is taken it off, changed it, put a little bit down, beautiful, ready to roll for the next person that needs to wipe their bum. Great. But I've taken the toilet roll and shoved it in my pocket and then walked out. I've also given Dan a spray and telling him to stop leaving tissues in his pocket.
What do you mean a spray? Like a skunk?
Yeah.
Like you farted on him or you sprayed him with some sort of pheromones. What do you mean a spray?
A verbal spray.
Look, stop
leaving tissues in your pockets. Okay. Like it's really annoying. Anyway, he said sorry.
Yeah, blokes do that. Let's just go back to that. Leaving the damn tissues in the pockets.
Mm.
Kai's got bottle tops. He has three things. Sometimes bolts. Tissues and bloody bottle tops.
Bottle tops. Okay, so here's the next thing that I've done. So not only have I really held Dan accountable to this, I've then gone and put the loo roll, empty cardboard, in my pocket and I've gone away and done that. It's sat in there all day. I forgot it's there. It's obviously very comfy in my pocket. I've then put my clothes in the wash and then washed that. Forgot to check my pockets because I'm Stella. I don't put tissues in my pockets like that.
No, you put toilet rolls.
Yes. And let me tell you, it's not a hack. It's a fucking smack because if you have ever done that, cardboard, toilet roll holder in the wash, your washing is fucked. I washed that stuff five times and it was black stuff too. So
It wasn't the hard one where it just barely kind of – No, it disintegrated.
It disintegrated and that beige number was all over every bit, like the fibres.
Oh, no.
Bad. So bad. So bad. I'm there with a lint roll over all the things.
Sake.
Thinking how bad is this for the environment. So please, anyone that's ever done that will know it is a disaster. Use this as a public service announcement. When you change a loo roll, quickly just shove it in the bin, which I normally would recycle it.
Yeah.
I was obviously so busy and not thinking, put it in my pocket. Wow. Made so much more work for myself.
I know, didn't you?
Disaster.
I know.
And I've washed the black clothes loads now that they've now faded.
They're no longer black. They're pink.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks when you do that. Yes, when you're trying to be efficient, but you have created more work. It's like a putting something back in the cupboard and everything falls out.
Yes.
Or the thing that you were going to put the button in, the whole bloody thing falls out.
Exactly.
You've got to clean that up.
It's not a hack. It's a smack. That's what it is.
That's terrible.
It smacked me across the face like nothing else. So this time of year, between, let's say, end of November till now, these are the sort of dumb things we're doing because our brains are fried.
Fried.
Yeah.
And you don't realise because you're running on adrenaline. Like it's just this adrenal explosion in your body and you keep going because you know that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
And that's called January. You know.
Second.
Yeah, second. Or maybe even 10th. I'm not even there yet. So we'll see.
February.
For fuck's sake. February. We're talking June.
Yeah.
We're talking
June
30. Winter when you can hibernate and not go out. But yay, bring on summer. We make no sense, do we?
No.
Oh, my God. Anyway, well, that's funny, Chanel.
Mm.
There you go. Note to listeners.
Funny to everyone but me.
Yeah.
It was so much work. It is. Oh. If I'm going to annoy someone either, go throw a toilet roll in their washing.
Like Nelson from The Simpsons.
It's one of those. You will screw them up like nothing else. You've got a flatmate or a housemate that's really shitting you off doing their washing. Just lift up the thing, beep, 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 throw it in,
and
press start
again. It has to be biodegradable on like a 90-degree wash. Then it will really get in there, hot and disintegrate.
It will fuck everything up, I promise you.
The beautiful nightmare. Okay, so we do talk about the lead up to Christmas, but I wanted to go into detail because it was when I really racked up as a list of all the things that I did between around that November, end of November, December period, it was pretty fucked up. Like the list was out of control.
Yes.
And it probably is why I'm feeling so, like, it's taken me a long time to kind of
feel
normal.
You're in a real calm down. You can't come back up.
I know, it's bad, lady. Like, the brain fog, I can't remember things, people's names, even driving. Should I be driving? Yeah. I wonder.
I woke up this morning and was really tired. And I had a decent sleep.
Yes, the tired when you've been hit by a train.
I'm like, that's not fair. Wake up. Why can't I go, oh, like Cinderella does? With the blue bird that flies in.
Hello, kids. Hello, husband.
Never, never, never.
Yeah, it's not like that. And we should, because it's summer here in Australia, and this is when you want to feel good, you want to be out doing stuff. All I want to do is watch Netflix and binge watch stuff in bed. And it's beautiful outside, alone.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. Again, the guilt, it never ceases to alleviate.
No.
Anyway.
And if you said what's wrong, I don't know, because you can't. There's too many little things that have contributed to Mount Everest.
Yeah.
You know, every rock, you can't just build Mount Everest on one thing. There's a lot of things
in
that
go
on in a day.
Yeah.
It's over, you know.
It's my love time.
Yeah. So it is, you have to, you know, give yourself a little bit of grace to say that there are major things and little things all in the one cauldron contributing to this, like going to and from the shops 16,000 times because you fuck up the journey every time you're there.
You forget the eggs.
Yep.
What about bread? This is what was on my list, as I'm sure it was on many people's lists. You know, we had the Christmas on, was it a Monday? Or was it a
Monday?
Monday. So I was like, I don't want to go to the shops on the weekend when it's going to be bedlam. Crazy. Yeah. So when can I get the fruit? Can I get it on the Friday? And is it still going to be good for the Monday? Or am I going to have moldy strawberries for the pavlova?
Possibly.
You know, like these are not sounding ungrateful, but I really want to vent, and I'm going to, even though I'm going to sound like a Karen, like, oh my God, Christmas, too many presents for my kids.
Yeah.
You know, but sorry, it's a thing and it's real and it causes you physical harm.
It does cause you physical harm.
Of the brain.
In the form of a breakdown. You know, Dan was really upset because he said, I haven't got you anything for Christmas that you don't know of. I said, I need a new pair of shoes and a handbag. I've been sporting this old thing. Yeah. That old duck was with me for quite some time. She's had her day. She needs to go into the recycle.
Yes.
And I will use this next one, to death do us part again. So that's fine.
Yeah. Beautiful bag it is.
Lovely bag. Very happy with it. And Dan's like, I need to get you a surprise. I need to keep. So I said, you don't. You really do not. No, he did. He had to go and get something small.
Oh,
I said, it doesn't matter to me. I don't
cute.
Mind.
What was it?
It was a book called Stolen Focus.
Okay.
And I think it's about how the internet takes over our lives. Maybe I'm on my phone too much.
You sure the title was more of a hint? Like,
I think it's a hint. Yeah. A big sledgehammer.
But you need to concentrate on me more, Chanel.
Exactly.
Stole it. No, you're going to be reading the damn book.
Yes, I was in Oprah's book club.
But that really shot him in the foot, didn't it? You're going to be in bed. I'm reading the book you bought me, Dan. I don't want to have sex.
Yeah.
I'm reading that really great book. Thanks,
that book,
honey.
That I can't put down.
Yeah. Ooh, is it stealing your time? Oh, how ironic. Sorry, Dan. Great present.
Stolen focus.
That's really lovely that Dan went out and got something for you. Because Kai and I, this was so unromantic, we went early to the Boxing Day sales and bought a coffee machine for each other. As in a coffee machine.
That fills me with
joy.
Yeah. Absolute joy.
We've been meaning to have one. We were doing stovetop coffees, which are great coffees, but they're kind of a pain in the ass to do.
Yes.
Take a while. Anyway,
I'm all for things like that.
A little fancy bean one. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Good.
So, yeah, and I actually, it was good. No adults, because we told them this year, don't buy any presents for the adults. We're not going to do
it. It's the buying for the sake of buying. Here's chocolates for you. Oh, you've given me chocolates back. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, Chris,
shit.
Even the Kris Kringle gets out of control. I said, no, we're not doing it this year because people would complain. They'd go, well, it was $50. That doesn't look like $50 worth. All I got was some bath soaps, you know, or a small, tiny little thing of sex chocolate.
Yeah.
Or a candle.
A candle. Candles are about $50. You know, the good ones.
They are. It's true, isn't it? But I think you need to make that $50 go look like, you know,
it's shocking.
It is hard. $50 won't buy you much. It's true. It's a true point.
Well, what I got for my mum and dad is probably doesn't look tremendous, but they are these containers in your pantry and they've just got a really amazing lock system to keep things fresh.
Oh, nice containers.
Yeah. And they were quite expensive, so I got them for mum and dad.
I like that present. That's great.
So do I, but someone might go, she bought me containers for my thing for Christmas. And I've thought, I'd like to receive that. They go away in their caravan. They need things kept fresh.
Perfect.
I've thought about all this and I've thought,
thoughtful.
Whatever, and I've gone on this beautiful Homeways site that's run by two mums. I've thought, great, I'm supporting them, getting something for mum and dad.
Wow. Happy.
But if someone receives that and see and literally says, could have got that from Kmart.
Is that what your parents said? What did they say?
They didn't. Good. Not said much. Maybe
Dad
would have gone, great. Like, as in,
what the fuck can I do that with that, Shani?
Yeah.
Max on the phone and ask him what he really thinks of the canisters.
What do you think of the canisters, Dad?
Yeah, you never really said, storage. Did you?
Yeah.
What did Annie think?
Why did she be? Oh, thanks, love. Yeah.
I want to know. Can you ask them next
yes,
time?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, what they really think. Mm. Anyway, so yeah, that was on my list. Also, all those things. Also, I'd sent out because we had Christmas at our house. I'd sent out a text to everyone saying the time, the date, very clear.
Well done.
Everyone kept asking me, "Sorry, when is it?
What
and
time?
Sorry, what time? And what the? And what am I bringing again?" I'm like,
I've
read
sent
the
it
text message
in the family fucking group chat.
I know. So everyone kept asking me. So that was the thing. Also going to the shops, but also the secret shopping when you go to get the present. Oh, they didn't have it at that shop. Got to go to another shop.
Yes.
I'll pop in after work. You're trying to work and do all the things in the meantime.
And send the text messages.
Yeah.
And be there for your friend or co-worker or someone in your
all
life that's
things
leading up to Christmas through a sad time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're trying to be there for that person as well as everything else that's going on.
Yeah. You're talking to Jane whilst you're in Kmart looking at Care Bears going, oh, I know, he's just an asshole. Don't worry about him.
Yeah. And fuck him. And he's so lazy, he doesn't help around the house. He's always nitpicking at things. Yeah, and you've picked up the wrong Care Bear, so you have to go back and exchange
that. And you're
that.
Like, excuse me, Janie, do you have that in blue? Because he really wants blue. And okay. Sorry, Janie, back to the more important business. yeah.
Business.
You have to go from really being pissed off that you're in Kmart to, very sympathetic.
That's what's wrong with us all.
This is why we're fucked up. This just keeps another nail in the coffin. Also, what about the people with birthdays in December?
Oh, forget it.
The kids' birthday parties that still happen. I get that those kids deserve birthday parties.
Yes, yes.
Maybe do it in June.
My friend's husband, I know he's older so he can either do what he wants with that, but he's born on Christmas Day.
Oh, man.
Oh,
for those people.
On Christmas Day.
Oh, they share a birthday with Jesus. Where's their frankincense and myrrh?
Myrrh.
My sister has her birthday on the 22nd, Chanel. So that meant she goes, screw it. I'm having people over on the 22nd. I was like, I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Taking the dog, dumbass. Jennifer Coolidge.
And I was like, sorry, okay, Nat, we'll do your birthday, which is totally fair. But it meant we had four Christmases. Like, we actually had four Christmases.
Oh, that is intense. And lots of talking in that time.
Oh, my God.
As we get older as women, I feel, I'm sure there's some men the same here, but I can only speak for myself. I love my alone time and to just process things now. I never used to need that as much as I need it now, right?
No.
Are you the same?
Yes, absolutely.
So you've got all these conversations at Christmas and your four occasions or whatever. And sometimes people go, we've got Boxing Day at this family member's or we've got Christmas Eve at this family member's.
Yep,
you know, you have to split it around all the time.
Splitting out. How do we do this? This is.
And the conversations with people all the time. We are exhausted because you have to be in a good mood. Because if you walk in a bit of an average mood, you've ruined Christmas Day.
With
that bad attitude.
Just relax. Have you got a napkin? Just relax. Oh, have you got a coffee? Can I just get a coffee? Have you got any? What kind of milk do you have?
Oh, I like oats. You don't have that? Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, my God.
Would have brought my own if I knew.
My uncle. This is the best ever. Christmas Day. I think his eyesight must be going or he wasn't wearing his glasses inside because he goes to me tomorrow, have you got a toothpick? I'm in the kitchen. Things are flying around. You know, you got pots, pans.
Yeah.
Try not to burn shit. Where's the gravy? Someone's asking you for this. The kids are like, Mom, put batteries in this damn toy. My uncle Mark goes, have you got toothpicks? And I said, funny, because I prepared everything.
Fair
beforehand.
Play to you, lady.
Like I had a little sick little thing in my guest bathroom downstairs where you could have hairspray.
Toothpicks.
Toothpicks. Tic Tacs. I even bought little. I went a bit crazy.
A Tic Tac near the shitter.
Little me. No, it's nowhere near it. It's near the basin. Okay. Oh, it's so exciting. It looked really good. And then I even had a tea and coffee station. Help yourself.
Now, people like you upset me. I'll tell you why. Because I can't aspire to be like that.
Oh, my God. I was in my little sick element the day before organising it. Only for it to backfire.
Okay.
Because Uncle Mark goes, where are the toothpicks? I say, they're in an abalone shell. In a little... A little abalone shell next to the sink downstairs. You can't miss them. He goes off, comes back. I can't find them. Where did you say? I said, okay.
Abalone shell.
I said, there's a little shell in case you don't know what that is. Like a little shell, where, you know, container thing. They're in there and there's Tic Tacs in there too. You can take one out there. To the right-hand side, not the plant. On the left. It's on the right. Like I have to draw a little road map here with a GPS.
You didn't think to walk him to the...
No, right. I'll refuse.
Right.
Because I had things... I had gravy to stir.
Poor man couldn't see. But anyway.
He surely could see. He comes back with a hairbrush, Chanel, that hasn't... You know, one of those handheld hairbrushes that doesn't have the handle. Right.
Good for knots.
And he's laughing and he goes, I thought these were the toothpicks. He's talking about the bristles in the brush.
Shit.
And he goes, I was trying to pick them out.
Because they're in like a shell dome.
But he had to look for this brush. It was in the back of a damn drawer. You would have to go looking for the brush.
Oh,
he goes,
hell.
He goes, I thought that they Uncle were the who? Toothpicks. Uncle Mark.
Uncle Mark.
Anyway, it was the funniest thing. We were crying.
Jesus.
Well, like what? He was trying to pick them out. So then he thinks it's really funny and he starts to ask everyone around the table, do you want a toothpick?
He's got Skylar's hair all through it, one toothpick.
Oh, my God. So she physically had to go and show him. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh,
stuff
my
like
God.
That, like, pretty funny.
Yes. So even you've added to your list now. You forgot the Tic Tacs. Off you go back to the shop 16,000 trips later. You forgot the abalone shell to put it in there. Sounds like deli meat.
You forgot the abalone. It was Tic Tacs were in the abalone, not the shell. The shell was nowhere to be seen.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, but it was ridiculous because my dad came over, let's say, the 23rd for a catch-up, which I thought would be a drop the presents off, chilled out thing. My sister also came down. That turned into a, better get a cheese grater.
Shirt bang.
Better Christmas. That's another Christmas. Then
is that part of the four?
Part of the four. Then Christmas Eve with Kai's parents, German Christmas Eve.
So you've got Kai's parents, then your dad separately to your mum and your sister's birthday.
Yeah.
What else?
So then Christmas Day. So we hadn't even got to Christmas Day yet. Christmas Day, which was the toothpick gate, abalone shells and gravy.
Yep.
That was at our place. And then we did Boxing Day at my sister's.
Because it wasn't enough.
Because that wasn't enough and she couldn't come to my Christmas. So...
Oh,
yeah.
That's a lot.
And I've gone to Kai, can we go to Bali next year? I'm not joking. I'm serious.
Go and eat some of that lovely aubergine. Oh, why am I saying that? It's because
aubergine.
My father-in-law from England is staying with me at the moment.
Yes.
4 weeks strong.
Oh,
and
yeah. Graham.
Graham. And they call eggplant aubergine over there. That's why I've said that.
Do they call that in England
as
well?
Yes, aubergine.
Why do we call it eggplant then?
We just do. It's a bit like we say zucchini and they say courgette.
But do the English say courgette as well?
They do. That's
isn't that funny? Usually we're on par with the English, whereas the Americans are the ones saying weird things.
Yeah, no, they say aubergine.
Yeah, and courgette, which is French, right?
Eggplant.
Yeah, who thought, I don't know, it kind of looks like a plant, shape of an egg.
Ish, a long egg, like random.
Yeah, weird.
Anyway.
No, lady.
Yeah.
So, yeah, too many Christmases.
The beautiful nightmare.
Did you just have the one?
I had the one, but because I've got – but this is the other thing too. Apart from having guests stay with us, you know, the whole time and you're constantly – you can't just go to the coffee machine and make your coffee. You have to ask everyone else. So then Dan wants a coffee. My father-in-law wants a coffee. I would like a coffee. Who cares what I fucking want? Kids are asking for something because suddenly they've seen me in the kitchen flailing around and nothing to do in their mind.
Yeah.
But this is the thing in December and end of November. People want to catch up before Christmas. It's like the end of the world is going to come.
It is.
Armageddon.
Yeah, yeah.
And January doesn't exist. We can't do a catch up in the new year or even in June. Another month that doesn't exist.
It's like you have to do
Catch up before Christmas. December. There's a quick book called Christmas.
Someone said it's because people have time off in that time. So they're like, that's when we can catch up.
Yes.
But it's like there are other months in the year.
Yeah. Do you work 7 days?
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
There's weekends.
There's a weekend. And in June. That's four.
And even Christmas is even worse because you've got the kids' Christmas concerts. There's freaking everything.
That's what
on.
I mean. You have to pick up your energy every time. Okay, now I'm on, hello, how are you? Da 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 da. Entertainment mode.
I know, constantly. And it's exhausting. I felt at the time that it wasn't that crazy, but it's not till afterwards you go, what the hell just happened?
So this makes me laugh, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
How, and you told me this, but I've never forgotten it.
Yes.
So they're in the middle of a dinner party and it might be a bit much for her. She's had enough. She's tired. She goes up to her room for a minute to
reads a damn book. I was like, are you allowed to do that? She does it. And then, but she's just happy everyone's having fun, but she doesn't have to be part of it.
Can you imagine how rude they'd say? But I kind of understand her. I go, I get it, lady.
You just want to do it. She's just doing it.
Yeah, she's just doing it. She's putting herself back in the green. Yeah. You smart lady.
Yeah.
Off she pops to her room, picks up Stolen Focus, has a little read, does a couple of chapters, comes back down. Ah. And they went, oh, you've obviously were constipated and having a shit. That's the only reason
that's
you take that long.
That's what I pretend to do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's probably done a good thing in that if you've got the same group of people and they know you do this, it would have been weird maybe in the beginning, but maybe if you were established, this is what I do, you go off and do it, it'd be okay.
I don't know who I could do that with wouldn't tell me off for it.
No.
Everybody
would. You could do it at a big party, like, couldn't you, where you no one's asking where you
Someone
are.
Someone would find you. Someone somewhere would go, where's Tamara? Oh, she's in her room reading. What? Oh, yeah.
I think as a guest I'd be like, you made me come to this damn party. I want to be reading too in my room.
You go in her room, put your feet on the bed and read her book. How bad's that? Glass of red.
Why is that all I want to do, Chanel?
Like,
I literally get excited about nighttime because I know I will get in bed.
Because it's your time.
And I even have an audible sound that I get in. I'm like,
When you said I even have an oar, I wasn't sure how you were going to finish that.
What's an oar?
Like an orgasm. I wasn't sure where it was going.
Oh, my God.
Like, well, Samara, hang on.
I almost do have an orgasm. I'm just getting in the damn bed. Getting in the damn bed. Like the quilt, you've got your pillow. How you
She's right. like, wow. Hang on.
It's play. Exactly like that. You do a little happy dance. You're like, this is the best thing ever. You can all get
And you wear those special undies with a particular seam.
Oh, whatever you feel good in and you love it.
Whatever.
Yeah, and then your husband looks at you and strokes your arm and you go, no.
I've finished.
Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin my orgasm of the mind.
Guy goes, but you said you were too tired, but why are you reading a book? I said, reading a book is different.
It is. Dude. You are just zoning down.
That is a
You're
lot.
Getting down, down, down.
Different to the other kind of getting down, down, down.
Down, down. It's not wrong town, down.
No, not downtown,
it's
down.
Book time,
That's
down.
A lot of energy going into the downtown. You know, reading a book is no. You sit there completely still.
I love it.
The only thing that might hurt are your thumbs from holding the book and flipping the pages.
But if it's an audible book, it's in your ears and you're staring at the ceiling going,
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
I love reading. Shivers, it's so good.
And we've lost like 95% of our listeners.
I've had a lot of people say to me, they listen to our podcast at night in bed.
Oh, good.
That they wind down with it, even though we're talking absolute, you know, rubbish. They're winding down listening. So it's an escape. We're providing some kind of escape, whether it's a book, a podcast, something on Netflix, whatever it is. It's just our time to kind of go in a little shell and just go from red to green.
That's right, exactly. And if you're in bed right now, give yourself a little squeal, a little inward,
shiver,
a little whoop.
Move yourself around.
Love the sheets. Yeah. This bed.
Oh, and I love my fresh sheets.
French linen. If you've got French
those
linen.
Those kind of things.
You're in love.
Even if you haven't, doesn't matter. Could be Egyptian cotton. Who cares? Just enjoy yourself.
You're in the bed. Okay, Christmas trees. I noticed you had a lovely Christmas tree that went up quite early.
Dan made me.
He made you.
Well,
he made you do it.
He did. He said, we're going to put it up. It's very important to have it up after because some Adelaide tradition, I don't know whether it's like this in other states, that they put it up after the Christmas pageant, which is mid-November. Dan's family in the UK think we're so weird because they get, you know, fresh Christmas trees, real ones.
Yeah.
And it would be dead by then.
Yeah, that is the problem.
Yes.
That is the problem with the real ones. We got a real one this year.
Right.
We went to the Christmas tree farm. At the Christmas tree farm, there are lots of trees, clearly. I've gone up to the lady because I've looked at what they had in the little, they've got a little shed with about, I don't know, 30 Christmas trees in there that have already been chopped down. They're in a bucket. I didn't like any of those ones. They're all smushed on one side. Like, they look good from one angle and then you look in the other and there's a big dirty hole. It's been lying flat on
the truck.
I was like, no, they're shit. And they're expensive.
Yeah.
Do you know how much they cost?
How much?
They can cost up to $250.
For a tree.
For a tree lady.
You've cut it down. If it was any cheaper, would it be, you know, poor tree?
Actually, poor tree, you're right. It should be like 1,000.
It would be 1,000.
I know, I feel bad about the tree. Minimum. Anyway, I said, can we get
one? But I know what you mean. It is expensive to do that every single year.
For one. Period. Yeah. So I asked them because they've got a Christmas tree farm. I said, can we have one of the trees out there? Because you can cut them down and bring them in. She goes, no, none of them are available. They're all reserved. And I've just gone, what? Sorry, there's like 5,000 Christmas trees on this Christmas tree farm. Are you telling me they are all reserved? There's no reserve sign on those trees.
That you can see.
They just cannot be fucked. Chopping them down.
She's
for
gone
me.
Up with a Sharpie on the back and put R on everyone.
Who the hell is that reserved for? So anyway.
Not you, love.
Quite annoyed. Managed to find one and we put it up. Forgot to shake it out, so we had spiders running around for a little while. Putting it on. And then the little pine needles.
Again, our desire to make the perfect Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Everything needs the pressure.
And that was a whole day in itself, getting a damn Christmas tree, putting it up, putting it in the bucket with the water, Kai complaining about the cost, how he could have made the little cement holder himself. But I was like, you're not making the damn cement holder yourself that holds up the damn Christmas tree. Just another thing added to the list, lady. The
beautiful nightmare.
When you wrap the presents, when do you wrap them the night before?
Oh, I tried to do it about a week before because then I wanted to be smug to myself, to no one else, just to myself and go, oh, I've done that. That job, I wanted to be a bit smug. But I kept screwing things up. Well, then I ran out of paper.
Tape.
Need
or
to
tape.
Go back to the shop. tape. No, it just was like, well, this is, and my bedroom. I'm a minimalist. I don't like clutter everywhere. It was clutter central. I'm like, I can't sleep in this. Fuck's sake. So
you would hate it.
I did hate it. I absolutely loathed it. But anyway, couldn't do nothing about it.
Oh, my God, the Christmas fucking wrapping. That's another thing. Yes,
you're not very good at it either.
I just get drunk while wrapping it at night, like over a bottle of Baileys or something. You
a
know,
bottle wrap out of it.
A bottle of Baileys.
With your Christmas songs in the background.
Yes.
Look at me, so festive.
The Christmas songs, which I played since September because I
love
them.
And then diffuse like the Christmas essential oil. Like, wow.
Yeah, it smelled like pine. We have these little German smoky men that you put incense in.
Cute.
I love the Christmas smell and the everything, all getting into it.
And you're in there and you've gone, I've run out of paper. Oh, back to the shops. Turn off the diffuser. Then you've got to do all these things. It's just another list, another thing.
And then you get to New Year's, lady. And then you're like ready to relax a bit. It's not so crazy. But do you find you have to work out what you're going to do for New Year's? Do you get invites or people saying, can we catch up? But
or then people
you've
got invite themselves
friends.
Over.
Oh,
that's the other thing. I didn't mind that either. And it was sometimes when you get a couple more, I mind. Sometimes when you get a couple more.
But it's nice. It's great.
She could see Tamara's face. If this was a video episode, she's going, I don't mind. I mind.
No, I don't mind.
You don't mind because you want to have a nice time, but at the same time, because we're so overworked, we crave that time of just doing not much.
Yeah, that's true. I think
New Year seems a bit hard sometimes.
Yes, yeah, it does.
How bad is that?
Isn't it terrible? Did you stay up till midnight?
I did, barely. Like, I didn't want to. I wanted to go to bed. I was having a lovely time, but I was like, I'm going to be so tired the next day. I don't stay up till midnight.
Yeah, January 1st. Got that assignment due.
Summer stayed up till midnight. She was ready to go.
Yeah, so did Skylar.
And then the next day wiped out.
Oh, my God. So crazy. But, yeah, and then we're in January. And so it continues. The summer fun of January where we do more catch up.
And we hemorrhage money.
Yeah, we do. We probably drink too much, snack too much. I'm cutting down on the snacks.
Yes.
De-snack myself.
De-snack.
De-snackify myself. Starting with uneating the cheese and crackers.
Look, yeah. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where we are very grateful for a new start of the new year. This is excellent. We're putting some good things in place. Meaning I'm going to take more time to read, or I'm just going to just take the walk I need to take. Those things like that. It doesn't need to be massive. But the point is, you are allowed to acknowledge when things are just tugging on the, you know,
yeah.
energy strings of life and draining you in the red.
Exactly.
You know.
Like my friend Nima said, New Year's resolution to give zero fucks. He's going to give less fucks this year. So I'm going the other way.
Men.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.